You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 69.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
Welcome back. If you saw my story today, this might be a little interesting because if you're hearing bells in the background, these are my dear goat friends from our neighbor's farm. I thought about not doing the recording now, but I think like, hey, why not keeping it real? And it actually fits perfectly for today's topic, giving your dream a chance. This is something that literally came up over the past couple of weeks that I've been noticing after the pandemic hibernation mode, that people, and especially women, are waking up again to their desires and feeling like, how safe is safety actually? The safety of a corporate 9-to-5 job, the safety of your freelance gig, and how can you create your own destiny? I'm really curious to hear how loud you can actually hear the bells in the background. But I have to tell you, I cannot really close the windows because if I do, I'm gonna boil to death in the next 10 seconds. And having the air conditioner on is also making a lot of background noise. So I feel like the bells are a good alternative for that. And it actually is a great opening into today's topic of giving your dream a chance. How often do you find yourself questioning if what you actually want is meant for you in the given moment? Let me explain. Like I'm here today with this podcast recording, questioning if the right timing is right now and how to go about the cute goat noises from the neighboring golden fields. And I wanted to give in to my outer circumstances. So I wanted to use whatever was happening outside of my control as a determination of what I am actually capable of doing. So same as with the goats and their beautiful bells. I thought like, hey, might this be disturbing and having a lot of assumptions and thoughts of the effectiveness of this podcast if I keep recording while the bells are going. But hey, I caught myself in the moment right then and there and told myself, hey, isn't that the perfect metaphor? How often do we catch ourselves that timing isn't right? The job is so safe right now. I don't know what else I could do right now. I am the Swiss Army knife that no one else would ever hire. I cannot even express what I'm actually good at, that I could mold into a self-employment and potential business idea. Or your business idea has so many layers to it that you say like, hey, why bother? Why even start? And hey, I'm talking to you, you beautiful women in your 30s. I had a couple conversations in the past week, and hey, especially you, we, who are in the prime age of our careers, haven't done some honorary rounds in a couple of directions, haven't piled up some kind of track records of career, or you made a huge career in the corporate world, and you feel super accomplished, and you know you are a worker bee, and whatever you do, you can give 100%. And then there is the biological clock. Ticking, ticking, ticking. The one that keeps telling you that you might be ready to have kids. And I'm talking to you if you're in a relationship or not. And especially if you are in a relationship or you even just got married. And the question literally arises like, how and when do we start about this whole family thing? And then you have the cognitive dissonance. This tiny, small, but glowing amber inside you. This dream that there is something else out there for you and that you have this audacious business dream and a dream of an independent lifestyle, being self-employed and an entrepreneur. And then you have this lingering idea that you might become a mother, or you even have a strong feeling that this is coming up for you. And then you created a conflict. A conflict between interests. What your head wants and what your heart wants. And it can be both ways. So either your head wants to do the career and your heart wants the baby, or your heart wants the business and your head wants the baby. I have to directly talk about that particular discrepancy because it is so fresh and so dear to my heart, because my husband Tim and I, we had a similar conversation about 2 years ago when I was deep into exploring what I actually wanted to do with my life. And I had this lingering pressure of like, ooh, when do we start this baby thing? And I'm not feeling it inside me. So is it because I'm too deep into the masculine driven career mode and trying to make my passion for coaching a profitable business, and my soft female side that potentially wants to be a mom and create some other legacy in this world? And hey, I really feel drawn to sharing this part of me because no woman has to feel pressured to stay in corporate just to have the baby and the security on my watch. I'm telling you, you don't have to give up your dream for safety and for motherhood. Yes, it can be a good option, but all I'm saying is, hey, give your dream a proper chance. Are you giving your dream, this potential business idea, this dream of being self-employed and independent, are you giving it a proper chance? Because what happened with me, I definitely challenged my idea of, do I really want kids? Because it was one of my first thoughts of becoming a self-employed coach that I say, hey, I want to be able to pay for a full-time nanny. This was kind of my core motivations in the beginning, to make good money, to be able to pay for a nanny that takes care of my potential kid. And hey, I was maybe subconsciously struggling for years, because looking back now, part of me was for sure sabotaging this idea that once I really make good money, I have to pay for that nanny to be able to create more time in my business. So I took the time to immerse my brain into role models that prove that it actually is possible to be a happy mom and have a successful business of your own. So I subscribed to all the influencers I could find that were kind of showing off how to have it all, and I tried to reprogram my brain, hey, that this is actually possible and that this could work. And let me tell you, maybe this would have worked if the dream of becoming a mom would actually be something that I was desiring. But what it kept showing me is that nothing was clicking. This idea was stuck in my head, not being able to sink into my heart. I kept arguing that, hey, do you want to grow old and alone and don't have your grandkids around that they can take care of you? And this thought was so dominant and was actually scaring me that I was doing all these things just to not be alone and create more social security for me. What this little episode of my life can show you that I was giving the idea of becoming a mom a good chance. I was really allowing it in my life, giving it thought experiments, playing around with it, giving it a prop chance to unfold until I was ready to make the official decision that it was not for me. I'm not telling you that if you are in this in-between stage now where you are kind of unhappy with your current career or business situation and you're feeling the biological clock ticking, all I'm saying is don't make any decision out of fear. Don't go back to the 9-to-5 just because you think it's giving you safety to become a mom. This is maybe my underlying lifelong mission, that I want to show women that they have a choice, that it's not one or the other. And yes, I know I'm not a proper example now, showing off the working mom role model thing, but hey, there are enough working moms out there that you can follow to get a good idea. My part on this mission is to be the cheerleader for your dream. What I want to say, if you have this lingering idea inside of you, this idea that there is another lifestyle waiting for you, a lifestyle where you are in charge, where you create your own destiny, where you create a sustainable business model offering your life-changing skills and create more freedom to become a mom and own your time, this is where I come in. I'm here to be that guide for you. Because here's the other thing that I'm noticing. If I find women that are eager to give that dream a chance, they give it in such limited capacity. Either they say, hey, I give it 3 weeks with minimal effort. Yes, I call it I'm going all in, but I'm not giving myself the chance to actually explore all dimensions of making this thing work. Just to be able to tell yourself that, hey, you gave it a chance, but it wasn't meant for you. What I want to encourage you here is, if you're ready to explore your dream, don't just allow it, but really give it a chance. Give it your all. Treat it like your business baby. How would you care for that? How would you make sure that it becomes self-sustaining, that it is daily nurtured and in a supportive environment? I want to see a world where women especially make informed decisions about creating their future. Because we are our ancestors' wildest dreams fulfilled. I feel so strongly about that. Imagine your grandma and your grand-grandma looking at you from the heavens and saying, wow, look at all her possibilities, all the things that she could actually do right from the comfort of her own home, creating something impeccable and allowing this lingering dream inside of her to flourish and actually grow. Because if these two dreams coexist inside of you, the one where you're creating your own business, creating something outstanding, having good income with creating real impact, and the dream of being a mom, of creating humans in your family, then the coexistence is meant for you. It's not meant to confuse you and show you you have to decide, you can only have one of those, although both sound very tempting. I'm offering you this perspective that both can coexist. Yes, one of them might unfold before the other. But if you feel you are torn between those two, I'm telling you, give your dream a chance and let it unfold and allow yourself to make an informed decision. Because the worst thing that can happen is that you feel resentment because you had to give up your career or your dream to be able to start a family. Or otherwise, you created your business as your own little hamster wheel, draining you day after day and resenting then that you did not manage to set up the systems to actually give you the freedom to explore your family. I will always be there for your dream. I feel so strongly about giving these dreams a chance. If you're a woman or if you are a man, I don't have any objections working with men on the same exact thing. I work with a couple of male identifying coaches and it is totally applicable to the other gender as well. You want to come from an informed decision. Because when I'm working with burnout patients, it is the number one thing that drives you into burnout that you think you do not have an option. You are trapped in the system that you created for yourself, trying to analyze it with the limited thinking that created the same system. It is a devil's spin that will never end. If you feel yourself trapped in a situation where you do not see yourself out of, this is especially for you. In my coaching container, we're gonna solve that. We're going to create your business model on your terms, from a state of thinking big and creating impossible things that you did not think were possible before, because otherwise you would have created them. But this is also for you if you feel you are on track and you have all the options in the world, but still don't know how to get started. If you feel like, hey, you're just 5% off and you do not want to lose yourself in the process, this is exactly for you. We're going to build your foundation up with the daily mind cleansing routines and touch base so you have a rock solid foundation where you can either rest or fly from. You are meant to have options and I'm here to help you explore yours. So if you feel there is this lingering ember glowing inside you, this dream that you somehow cannot seem to shake off, this entrepreneurial spark that you feel wants to soar, wants to come out, give it space. It will never stop. You can try to numb it and distract it, but it will never stop. It is there for a reason. Like my business coach says, if you are the zebra in a pack of horses, you will always notice that something is different about you. Stop beating yourself up of wanting something different in this world. You've just been too long in an environment that does not see this path for you. So you intentionally can put yourself in a nurturing space like my coaching container to let that plant grow in you and create strong roots that allows you to create both. The financial freedom, the emotional freedom, and the time freedom to have life on your terms, to create your destiny where you are in charge. Hey, I'm super passionate about that. I could talk about that for hours, but I love that my podcast is really a condensed, potent, no BS place for you to recharge. Take a dose of joy and run with it. This is your space. This is your life. You are meant to create and shape it. I'm so freaking grateful that you are here, that you are taking matters into your own hands and wanting to write your own next chapter. Hey, I'm all about becoming the main character of your story. This might be the single biggest thing you can ever do for your life. You are meant to take the lead role in your epic play. It is always a perfect time to consider your own impact story. The better you know your story, the more confident you get. This is a version of self-confidence that nobody can ever take away from you. Hey, I was struggling for the longest time not accepting the chapters of my story, neglecting parts of my book, and wanting to erase certain scenes of my movie. What about the past is so enticing. It is gone. It is past. It's done. There is nothing we can change about it. We can only change what we make it mean today. And yes, you can ignore certain parts of your story. But I want to offer you to take a second pass and consider these passages again. Maybe these are the turning points that define your soul mission. Maybe not and you're fine, but from my own experience, especially serving my clients that are with me for a longer extended time, beyond 6 to 12 months, I think it's fascinating that those things we are so desperate to erase and ignore and not look at and say like, hey, there's nothing there, let's move on, that these subtle triggers hold the most potent transformation within them. And not that you have to share your story right tomorrow at the New Year's Eve party. Maybe that's a growth project for you for the upcoming year, to explore your impact story. The thing why I felt so called to share this at this point in time with you, because it is something that has to grow. That's why I want to place the seed deep inside of you, that your impact story is deep within, and to spark the curiosity inside of you that this might be the plotline for your epic story. Whether you are building your own coaching practice, or you are working on a business idea, or just exploring options for your next big professional leap, you have to build connections. You have to talk to people. Networking is one of the most crucial elements in personal and professional growth, let's face it. And telling your unique story can be a powerful way to connect with others and communicate your experiences, your thoughts and feelings, the things that make you unique, the things that people want to buy and be with. People don't buy your skill. Yes, maybe they buy your skill, but then you are in the commodity level and you might also be undercharging and not quite fulfilled, if I'm allowed to make this brave assumption. But if you are at this certain level where you on the one hand have certain skills, but there is something else, this je ne sais quoi about your presence that wants people to be around you. And the cool thing is, you are the narrator, so you can decide what fits the outfit and what you want to share. Not sharing certain parts of your story doesn't mean that you neglect them or repress them. I just got a message from my brother. I'm so excited for the thing that's gonna happen for the New Year's. He's turning 54 and is throwing a Studio 54 party. I mean, how cool is that? This is such a cool example actually for Impact Story, because for the longest time, he did not want to celebrate his birthday. We were only allowed to wish him Happy Easter, and his birthday is on the 31st of December. I think it's such a cool way to re-own your story. Just because something was a certain way for the longest time doesn't mean it has to stay that way. You are allowed to make changes and rewrite your own story. The things that happened in the past are just data points. What you make out of this data, how you combine the points and make them relate to each other, is totally up to you, and this is where all the magic lies. I'm not talking about making things up and lying about your past. This is not the point. I hope that the people that are in my space are driven by integrity and creating realness in this world. But still, especially when you're talking to people or even strangers, introducing yourself, making connections, preparing your next career move, you are in charge of what you are telling about yourself. I once had this client where she was also in this career transition and in a corporate setting, ready to leap out and step into entrepreneurship, launching her own business. And at some point in our coaching journey, we just practiced introducing herself. It was the coolest thing and so fucking valuable, because when you talk to people for the first time, this leaves an impression. And what do you want to impress on them? At default, we fall back to all these old stories, trying to make sense of the past, not considering that also your future is part of your property. You can share things from your past, but you can also include things about your future, where you're heading, what you are thinking of right now, what helps you show up every single day. And by default, she was kind of constructing like her move from past experiences. I did this and that, and I was there and that. What's the point of an impact story? You want to create an impact on the other person. There is something about it you want to communicate, something that wants to land in the other person. Maybe it's an emotion or a thought, can be excitement, can be curiosity, or sometimes even compassion. You get to choose what emotion you want to evoke. So that's why you want to challenge your default story when you're introducing yourself and when you're talking about your life and business. Similar to finishing on a high note, you get to choose what message you want to bring across, what emotion you want to awake in the other person. Yes, it's true, we never fully know what emotion is triggered in the other person, but we can take full ownership of making it the clearest, most potent experience. We are emotional beings. Everything we do is because we want to feel something. Every purchase we are doing is because we want to feel something. We want to feel comfort, we want to feel safe, we want to feel entertained, we want to feel happy. And the same goes with telling your impact story. And if you want to play with that for that season, here's a little guide on how you can refine your unique story. Gifting people an emotional reaction is the most beautiful gift you can ever do in any conversation. If it's joy, if it's lightness, if it's inspired, anything is better than bored and codependent. So let's unpack. some of the steps you can follow to start discovering and eventually tell your unique story. You want to do that in the first place to yourself, for yourself. Step number one, reflect on your life. Think of some of the events and experiences and people that have shaped your life. We did this exercise once when I was taking this leadership course at Stanford University around design thinking leadership. And we had to draw the path of our life, and it was just the most cool exercise ever. If you want to do that, please go ahead. So you take a blank paper and you draw two dots, your starting and where you are right now. And now imagine, what are the turning points? What are the ups and downs in a treasure map? What are the points on that route connecting this point A to point B? Challenge yourself to find at least five of those turning points that have shaped your life. When you're doing this exercise, it's so fun to see the theme kind of bubbling up. Give yourself this priming, hey, there is a theme, there is a red thread, and I'm gonna find it. And if you feel there are more themes or more messages that speak to you in that moment, stay playful and just pick one for now. You can determine what you want your story to be about. This could be a very particular lesson you've learned, or a challenge you've faced, or a personal belief that has influenced the most crucial points in your life. So you get to decide how you want to structure that story. You might default to doing the chronological approach, first this, then that. Or you want to try focus on specific events or the theme. The more advanced version of that is really jumping on the timeline. But one fun technique that a good friend of ours keeps applying so magically, and I love him for that, he can tell his lifetime story and fast forward between certain points in time. And he literally says, fast forward to that point where the next relevant thing happened to that theme, to that message. Once you uncover that, your life becomes your art form. A couple of more pointers to organizing your story. Once you look at that map, you can consider, like, what was one compelling plot point? If you have a story with one clear and engaging plot point, keeps your listener on the edge and let them see, like, oh, this was the peak, the point that changed everything. My personal professional story, I have a photo even of this point in time, which is like ridiculous, the synchronicity about that. But there was this point at the last Pioneers Festival where I was almost clinging to that microphone. I was doing interviews with billionaires and the most crazy tech innovators out there. And I was merely surviving. I was so burnt out. I was so living for someone else that I was just a shell. This was for me, for sure, the turning point in my professional journey where I said, hey, no more than that. This is it. Something needs to change. And when you're organizing your story, you could also consider, hey, what are some interesting characters? What are maybe some people that keep showing up in your timeline, or types of people that keep showing up in your story, in your timeline? And you want to bring them up to the surface and play with them for your story. What were the twists and turns in that journey? What were the unforeseen things that changed the trajectory forever? And make it more compelling for yourself and for your brain, because our brain always wants to avoid pain. So if there is something painful or unknowingly surprising happening, that's a potential threat to our brain. So our brain is on the edge and wants to know what happens next. Putting those puzzle pieces together in your mind, don't be afraid to use very descriptive language and sensory details. When we talk about things, we always want to be very surfacey. It's not about this high-level topic of finding your voice and speaking your truth and living your most authentic life, but how does it show up in everyday life? How do you feel when you wake up and you feel victim to your schedule? Or what comes to mind when someone asks you at a party, and what do? And you feel the inside blank in your mind. Use practical moments that people can really relate to, but don't be afraid to use very precise episodes and examples to describe what were the turning points. For me, like on that day where I was clinging onto that microphone, staring into that billionaire's eyes while he was telling all the amazing things he did for millions of people worldwide, saving lives. And I was thinking, like, who am I that this person listens to? And I felt this inside blank, like nothing was working. And even worse, on that exact night, it was Tim's 30th birthday. And a colleague and I, we organized a fun trip to the speakers dinner we always have that night each year. And we gathered the most fun speakers where we know, hey, they are up for that. And we gathered them in one car and we set up a karaoke. I mean, Tim loves karaoke. So we said, hey, we want to create a karaoke and we want to record it. And we want the whole car to sing to the most fun songs ever and celebrate Tim's birthday that way. So we did that. And even there was a photo where I was sitting in the back holding tight to that chair so I don't fall over on the ride over there, keeping a smiling face on because part of me loved it so much, but my body was physically collapsing. And then me literally falling out of that car, not being able to set up the name tags on the dinner table, which I prepared and I loved, and feeling this inner tearing of, hey, what my spirit wanted and what my body was actually capable of. Those are the points that make your story come to life. And the bolder you can be with sharing even the thoughts and the feelings you're having in those moments, the more compelling it gets. Not just for other people. We are not doing this to impress anyone. We want to tell your impact story to yourself. Think about that. The more compelling you can make your story to yourself, the more drive you generate inside of you to make things happen, to make that bold move that's been awaiting on your timeline for the longest time. It all comes from how you are feeling. We're doing this to generate a good emotion inside of you that gets you moving into the direction of your dream timeline. And you want to practice sharing your story. What I love to advise my clients is making a growth diary. I started that when I was first launching my business in 2017, 2018. I started to make little video diary entries. I was just talking to myself on my selfie camera, explaining what's been going on, what thoughts are in my head, where I am right now. And it started, to be honest, with recording my low points. Points where I thought, hey, I never want to feel that shitty ever again. And I made these little video entries of recording how I was feeling, what was happening. And this became my most valuable assets for my personal growth journey, starting by telling your story to yourself. Nobody has to know about that. If you're setting out to create something outstanding in your life, these are the stepping stones you want to remember, you want to look back to, and how fun it is 5 years from now to look at those videos and remember your journey and the small little monkey brain you were in, not having the right mind management at that point in time. Ask me where that know from. But also collecting the high moments. Why not? We so often forget to really collect and record those moments where we really felt just exceptional and what thoughts created that reality for us. So I really encourage you, if you want to get ready to tell your impact story and share it with the world and make it part of your business mission, start by making those video entries for yourself and play with that and stay with that. You can thank me later. Because what can stem from that is any kind of big message. If you want to build a personal brand where you're going on stage and having impact talks or talking to communities and holding workshops and speaking at people's podcasts or launching your own podcast, starting to collect those parts of your impact story is pure gold. Your past is your gold mine. There is so much that still can be harvested that you thought is trash. These are the things that make your story compelling and that make people get you on such a different level. Especially if you're a coach and your target audience is essentially a younger version of yourself, you want to remember those points, how you thought in that point in time, what was going through your mind, what shaped your reality. So my friend, wherever you are in your growth journey, this will give you drive. This is the gold mine that you can build your future from. Own your story. It's the thing that makes you most unique. There might be some clues hidden about your soul mission and what you're meant to create when you start telling your impact story. So stay playful, do that Stanford life map exercise, and start creating a video diary just for yourself. You can thank yourself later.
Ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.